You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
And we are, rolling. And we're rolling. Good afternoon, everybody. This is the Stool Podcast. We are minus one member of our situation here. Johnny is out. He was at the Green Bay and Niners game. Congratulations to them for winning that. I am Anthony. I'm third mic on this. Mick is on the board today. He's the board bitch, quote unquote board bitch. and we have a special guest, our brosif, our broheem, our broloni sandwich, our macaroni and cheese, the bromeo to our Juliet, young Link, Matt. Introduce yourself, buddy.
Yeah, hi. Those are really good. I don't know if you just winged that.
Macabroni and cheese.
Macabroni. Yeah, that's hilarious. That's amazing. Brosif, broccoli.
Broccoli. I like broccoli.
Yeah. Anyway, that was great. Hi. I'm Matt, aka Young Link. I make beats. I rap, produce, do all that fun stuff. Obviously,
that's impressive.
I'm not the typical man in the chair here. So you know, I got big shoes to fill, but it's gonna be a fun time.
But you know, we do miss.
I'm trying to hop him up, you know. But yeah, he's out of San Fran. Saw the game, Green Bay. Unfortunately, lost. Texans unfortunately lost, but you know, you live and you learn.
You're a loser.
But yeah,
big oof on that end.
Big
I
oof.
Mean, you know, for every victory there is a loss to somebody else. You know, that's how it goes,
dude. That's real.
How you doing, Mick? How's everything going over there?
I'm pretty good. I'm just going through the motions, trying to get this shit going. You know,
how's it all looking? We looking good.
Cool.
Did you want me to crack into these Airheads?
Are we gonna ASMR this shit?
Yeah, let's do it. We're gonna do a little ASMR segment.
God,
okay, so we were talking about before, just because I had this random idea to do this. To see, we have the White Mystery Airheads. All of us are gonna see who could guess it quickest. And it's just a little fun experiment. I was talking about. Okay, so I think Airheads has a brilliant thing, right?
Yeah.
So what they did is. What you have is just a gelatinous candy, just like a, you know, taffy candy that they add some sort of color and flavor to, but the substance is always the same. So what they did is they were like, we're going to take the color out of it. And then just, you know, make the regular candy without color, you know, apple flavor, orange flavor, whatever flavor. Without color and save ourselves some fucking money and give ourselves this gimmick like, hey, guess what? Here's mystery color for you guys. Right?
Yeah.
I think that's brilliant.
Okay.
Brilliant marketing.
Before we do, though, is each one of these, like each rapper, each mystery rapper, are they all the same or is each individual rapper a different flavor? Because you know they have like, you
really
know, just normal
know
red,
done,
blue.
But like I said, the way
they're all the same. But this is a mystery. So is it like, is there multiple mysteries?
They manufacture a bunch of orange, right?
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah. Are they all
do a
different
batch
mysteries?
Without the color in it.
Yeah. And then so they mix it?
They just have the regular silver wrapper, the white mystery for all those regular batches of whatever
the flavor itself.
Because
it's a mystery. Is it like an individual mystery or is it is going to be orange?
They manufacture a batch of the same, like let's say they're making cherry, they're making orange in batches, and then they make one batch without the colorant.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they grab it before they,
and then they just wrap it different.
All right.
Here we go. Are we ready to try it?
Let's go.
All right. Let's go. Here we go. Mine's watermelon. You guys could test.
Yeah.
I said it first.
That's pretty. Yeah, it's a watermelon.
Wait, cherry. I don't know. No, it's watermelon. Yeah.
She's cherry, dude.
Here. Here's the other end of mine. You didn't say yours yet. What is yours?
I think I agree with you, watermelon.
Watermelon? You got cherry?
It's like cherry.
Let me try the other end of yours, Mick. I got to test yours. And you test mine.
It might be watermelon, though. Could be tripping.
I've definitely got an apple. I've definitely got an orange. Here. Take a piece. Yeah, yours is cherry.
So I was right.
Yours is cherry. Yeah, no, so they're all different flavors.
That's what I was saying the whole time.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So I was right. All right, cool. My question has finally been answered. Ever since these came out as a kid.
I hope we got to the bottom of the mystery.
Dude, honestly, I was like 12 years old. We solved
the mystery for everybody.
I've been 12. It's been like 17 years since I've like tried to like know what that was. So I'm excited.
They used to sell those in the student store. And that was a big deal when those came out, like the white mystery ones. You're like, what? It's like a new flavor? And it's like, no, it's like the old flavors, but done without the color. Mm-hmm. Okay. We want to get in some music already, or are we going to riff a little bit?
Riff.
What you been up to, Matt?
Not much, man. I was at a wedding yesterday. Shout out to Jared and Fernando Flores. Love you guys. It was a really fun time. It was really dope. It was actually like down the street, kind of. It was off of, there's like a wedding place like down the street.
Like an event center kind of deal?
Yeah, I forget what it's called, but it's off of, I think East, like off the 10 or off the 15, off of East and like, I think Miller.
Oh, I know where you're talking about.
Yeah, parking was crazy, dude. I thought I was going to get hit by all the cars going by. It was terrifying. But it was a really cool time. I really enjoyed it.
What kind of food were they working with over there?
They had tacos.
Ooh.
Yeah.
This is a fun wedding. Yeah, immediately, you say tacos, this is a fun wedding.
Yeah, it was outside, which was crazy because it was raining.
Oh yeah, it got bad yesterday. Yeah. I was doing yard work yesterday, and then the last like 40 minutes of what I had to finish, I was like in the rain, and then it started coming down right as I finished. I was like, perfect.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Did you stay out of the rain yesterday, Mick?
Hell yeah, dude. I was in the truck the whole time. So when I was driving last night.
Is it dangerous? What? Is it scary? Spooky?
Is it spooky? What
like
is
driving in the rain and like the snow and all that?
I'm used to it.
I mean, I know you're like a professional, but like, you know, people in California can't drive.
Yeah.
Any sort of moisture on their windshield, like, oh my gosh!
Yeah, no, honestly, yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. That's me.
Hey, dude, but, I feel it, dude.
My windshield wipers aren't doing the thing they should be doing good enough.
Yeah.
It's pretty scary sometimes because you don't want to trust everybody else, but you kind of have.
I'll ask you this, dude. Have you ever like driven in like a lightning storm?
Oh gosh.
Oh no.
That was so last summer. This past summer, I was running to Holbrook, Arizona. And I was driving through the summertime and through the desert, dude. All these crazy thunderstorms are just like,
yeah, like, yeah. That's scary. That's the one time I was driving across the country and it was like pretty scary. What we were watching, we were seeing all kinds of lightning and hearing all kinds of thunder, and I was like, damn, dude, this is actually, you know, that's kind of actually. You spooky. Know what? Let's sidetrack a little bit to get into history. That was a time I was going across country to Ohio to record a record with this young gentleman here next to me. We used to be in a band together called Glory to the Victor, and we recorded a record with Craig Owens and Jordan
DeSorbo.
DeSorbo.
Yeah. He's a Twitch streamer now.
Yes. Yes. He's a famous Twitch streamer now. And then everybody knows Craig Owens from Chiodos, Drugs, Cinematic Sunrise, all his projects.
So sick.
Yeah, me and our guitarist, Jordan, were going across country in a rental car with all our gear that we wanted to record with. And yeah, we witnessed a lightning storm and we were like pretty shaken by it. When we got to the hotel, we were like pretty like relieved to be there, you know?
Dude, that's crazy. I didn't even know there was a lightning storm.
Yeah, it was fun. Tight. That was a whole fun trip. That was a whole good time. Good stories. But we won't tell that here and now. Like, we'll teaser that and come back to it later or something.
Yeah.
But no, let's get into some new music. I got a lot to share. I got some new stuff I listened to this week. So yeah. I want to lead with that Macari band. That song has me fucking stuck.
Yeah, but first, gypsy jazz is a thing, apparently. So
oh, yeah.
So that's what, shout
that's,
out.
That's the music we intro'd with. Good old gypsy jazz.
Yeah.
There's all a theme right. running with this, with the gypsy jazz.
Time for screamy music.
Oh, what is it? This is the one you said, right? This is
Notions? Yeah. Okay, this is Notions? Mine. Nations, yeah. They're from Nations. Brazil.
From Brazil.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were playing this earlier. This is awesome. Mm-hmm. The name of the song is Identity.
Yeah, they just dropped an EP, I think. It's new. They just had an EP, and they have a feature with Garrett Russell from Silent Planet.
Nice.
Which I totally hear very the nice. Influence.
Oh yeah. Mmm. So I love it.
Very genty.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
with the how the kick patterns are.
I love it.
Now is this dude. Do you think this is 6-string, 7-string? Is this got to be 7-string or cuz I found out a lot of there's a lot of Silent Planet songs that are on 6-string and I was like, "What?
They don't do 7?"
No, they play 7, but there's some that are on 6-string and I was like, "Huh?" I was confused. I was hella confused. But I don't know. I've been getting into like guitar tunings and stuff. So like that's what I'm listening for a lot now. And it's like, all right, is this just a baritone guitar tuned super low? Or is this a 7-string? I feel like they might play on 7-strings.
Wait, you could tell that? Like, what's a baritone? And like, what's a, like a guitar,
I'm trying to get, better at
like
telling.
Guitars
could there's,
like,
there's like a, one, I would say one distinction is slower versus faster music. A lot of the time, if it's like heavy downtuned music, but they have like super fast parts, like counterparts and stuff like that, architects, they'll play on baritone 6-strings and they'll be able to still accomplish quickness because the strings aren't too floppy and low or whatever. And then the 7-string stuff will be slower, BPM right. kind
Just
of
more
music.
Like punch you in the face, kick a child kind of thing. So is it the guitar that's baritone or is it like how you tune it that makes it baritone?
No, it's a baritone guitar. It's like a specific scale length that you have.
Yeah, I'm ignorant. I'm a drummer. So all I do is hit things and I don't have to really
Well, you know
care.
Stuff about drums that I fucking don't know.
Yeah, but like with a guitar and like just keys and notes, like play a C and you're like throwing up gang signs. I'm like, here, dude, how does that work?
If I don't understand. If any of us watch play Mick and then play the song and then see if any of us could identify the tuning.
The song's identify. I love it. Bazinga.
Like this feels like a B.
I'm a guess at A. I'm gonna just say A.
B or B.
A flat.
A really? Flat, you think?
It sounds like A flat.
Do you think so?
No.
You're like, I'm talking out of my ass. I'm just guessing it. I'm best restaurants. But yeah, no, I like this. You said they're from Brazil.
Yeah.
Nations.
Yeah.
Nations or...
Yeah, Hollow. Yeah. The new EP just dropped.
Hollow by Nations. Nasty. Go listen to Hollow by Nations, their new single, Identity. That shit is pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. Loving it. What else we got, Mick?
I don't know, dude. We're just chilling, dude. Hey, so Young I wanted Link. To say... Yeah, man. Like what you've been doing, Matt.
Appreciate you, dude. Same with you, man. Honestly, the stuff that you've been releasing and the stuff that's unreleased that I have the honor of listening to.
At Young Link.
Great stuff. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At the Dunce.
Yeah. Yeah. At the Dunce, the Stool Podcast, Young Link, Spotify, Apple, Instagram, Young Link Official, YouTube as well. On SoundCloud as well. That's where more of my like instrumentals and like hip hop stuff is at. Dang, that's going to be awesome to watch in a little bit. Spotify is mainly like my EDM and like some rap stuff. And there's like one hardcore song that actually this boy helped me out with writing and recording and all that. So thank you.
That was a lot of fun.
It was great.
I still, did we ever, the Turtle song?
Dude, that, Turtles is sick. Dude, I want to get that done.
We need to finish that one, man. That's one that I would love to just throw back on the docket and get it finished. I've learned a couple new tricks, so like for what, like, you know, we could do for that. And as well as I got a new guitar to record with, and I would like to be able to do that for that song. Dude. Maybe I'll throw that on the docket. I have a lot of stuff that already is on there, but I honestly, I would love to finish that song.
Dude,
that
please. Song so Turtles fun. Is awesome, bro. maybe at the end we'll do a little like snippet of Turtles or something.
But, yeah, well,
Turtles
we'll
is tight.
We'll make a little tag with this clip and Turtles will play in the background.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, dude.
Brutal.
Can you imagine that? Being on the fucking beach and that shit comes crashing in like that?
Dude, yeah, as like my family, when we get our beach house, like I can picture something, our block, it's very similar to that. And it's just like, oh, dude. My
they're
goodness.
All thinking, oh, that's not gonna happen. There's no way. And then, yep. Honestly, great cameraman.
I know.
This cameraman, 100%.
Is this a GoPro?
Great.
You think this is a guy with a GoPro?
Dude, he's killing it. He's killing it. Multiple people knocked off their feet. First responders say eight people were. The cameraman never dies. Remember
holy
that.
Holy hell. Look at that guy's like riding the wave. Did you rewind it? There's a dude. He's either got like a boogie board or he's on top of somebody else. But he's, look at, you see him?
That's awesome.
He's right next to the truck. Oh, that's great. I mean, not great. I'm sorry. That's not great.
Mother Nature.
I'm going to be honest though. If you have like those fucking multi-million dollar houses, you know, on the beachfront of Ventura, you got to. Insurance.
Yeah,
dude.
You deserve that. Bad for you deserve that. Just kidding.
I won't go that far. That's terrible, but...
No, it's yeah, for I'd insurance. Go that far. Yeah.
Oh yeah, this silly. This is good. Wow. I like this. This
morning that was making me laugh.
Yeah.
Oh, do you see that thing with the mayor? Do you see?
I gotta ask Theo Von about his hair someday.
Dude, have you seen him like live?
No,
dude, you have I'm sure to. He's amazing.
Oh, right here. Do you see this? So Eric Adams, he teaches, what is he saying? They're teaching kids how
this
to-
This is so meta.
Parents how to search the kids' room.
We're watching a podcast.
This is so redundant. So redundant.
But this is so worth it.
It's so good.
Crack pot.
It's a cool moment.
That's from the fucking government. Was like, make it scary as fuck.
Hold on. Start it over.
Marijuana joint.
You're scared the fuck.
Dude, oh my god. Have you seen, I'll just play the actual video.
Of this?
Yeah,
that's what, dude, that's what we were getting at eventually. But dude. Yeah, no, I love it. It's just like, you know, this little pocket for your kid's backpack, innocent enough, crackpot.
Yeah. Now, you look here, under this bed, you find prostitutes. It's like, yo, what are you talking about, bro?
Honestly, he might be pulling a Wendy's. You know what Wendy's, how they do, like, the viral Twitter marketing? Oh, yeah, dude. How it's like, they're very, like, attitude, and they'll talk shit.
More companies need to do that.
Huh?
More companies need to do that,
I'd like
honestly.
The casual nature of it, but there's a vitriolic behavior behind it where it's like, all right, we shouldn't be throwing it out there that much in professionalism, especially the mayor of New York. You know what I mean? So if let's say he is clever enough and smart enough to understand viral marketing and he's doing that, he's like, all right, we're going to do some crazy, ridiculous thing, build up some, drum up some hype, you know? And if he's smart enough to do to me, that's like kind of like a dangerous tool. If it's that easy to get people's attention with ridiculousness, does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that's what people want. Honestly, is just headline.
Yeah,
just something crazy, something out of the normal. Just like, whoa, did you believe this happened? Just so you know, you get the clicks, you get the views.
Yeah,
and
it's
that's
all
what
Saltburn.
It is.
You know what I mean? It's like there's so much meme potential from Saltburn. Oh my gosh. So like people just talk about it. Was it, who was it? I think it was Meth Syndicate. Shout out Meth Syndicate with the funny ironic shirts. I kind of love that page, but they did a Saltburn Turn Me Gay t-shirt.
Was his name Eric?
What's that?
His name's Eric, right?
Eric, what? Eric what?
Eric Garland.
Oh, the mayor? Oh, okay, yeah. I was totally lost for a second.
Oh, well.
That's fine. That's fine. We talked about it. We know the gist of what exactly the video was. Basically, a dude showing off fucking...
Just how, a normal
how,
house.
How every normal object could hide something like, completely dangerous.
Like a nice middle class house with like a nice china set and stuff.
You see this beautiful light sconce?
Yeah.
Right inside? A bag of cocaine.
Honestly, you think that's the lamp? You open up the light? There's fentanyl
right inside, right inside. There. You see, right inside the, right there inside the line.
See that picture frame of your grandma? Take it out. There's a scale with weed in it, bro. What are you doing, my boy?
Inside this refrigerator, look at all this alcohol and beer. You see that hidden in plain sight?
Yeah, that's just normal.
Yeah, it's a little normal. All right, so yeah, this is Macari, right? I haven't seen this video. I've just listened to the song, but this song is so catchy, dude.
Breakers.
Yeah, this song is fucking so catchy.
Ooh.
It's more like a straightforward, like rock, you know, straightforward singing, not screamy stuff, but I like the video.
This tuning is in C, by the way, if anyone was wondering.
It sounds like it. You might not be wrong. Science says your first like assumption and estimation is always the more accurate assumption. Don't forget that.
Remember that, guys, when you're doing a test.
Does that at least get it to the chorus? Just because that chorus is insanely catchy. It's your destiny. If you won't take your
His voice is sick.
Oh, yeah. Great singer. Death metal font right there. Sick. Are you feeling it? Feeling it? Feeling it?
I like it.
Right? The feeling like it. Chorus is like that is like something I love, dude. I love it. But I don't know. It gets cooler. They break it down a little bit more. Like I said, I haven't seen the video before. But I've seen a lot of their clips on Instagram and stuff. But yeah, Macari.
Macari. Are they all
going
like that?
Places?
That's their style. Like that. Like kind of rocky. Like kind of punky. Just alternative vibe.
Yeah, they're like okay, kind of like a. Let me see. Like. Neck Deep in Her Own Words.
Oh, sick. Kind of okay. Influence yeah.
Sort of
just
stuff.
The name, I was thinking like, oh, this is going to be another hardcore band.
Yeah, right.
And I was really
that's
hyped.
Because I've heard their name. I've heard so their name cool. in the past. And I just came across this single just like in a reel or whatever. And I was like, wow, I really like the sound of this.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's that Macari band.
That's tight.
But very cool. Macari. Check them out.
Macari.
Macari.
It's fun to say.
It is cool. I think that's
and not to be confused with Mercari, which is the online selling and trading things app, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buy bootleg stuff, but get it for cheap. Support a local person.
Support your local bootleg shop. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. But but to something that is hardcore, though, make them suffer.
Oh, yeah, make
what
them
a
suffer.
Transition, guys. I got you, homies, with Bones.
Damn Bones.
Damn Bones,
son.
Coming any second now.
Yeah.
Playing right now.
Whatever.
And we're going to that video, Mike. And there it is. Oh, yeah.
Oh, golly.
I'm feeling 7 strings out of this. Oh, maybe not. See? My ears fold. A reflection of all that I am.
Golly, that's nasty.
Now, how long would you say Make Them Suffer's been around?
A minute, probably, I think.
Yeah, there's seven strings, or six strings.
What happened?
How long would you say Make Them Suffer's been around?
10-ish years, maybe?
What? 2015, right?
Maybe. Like,
around there?
I'm not super familiar with the band. I know a couple songs.
Yeah, I remember.
But they've always been impressive.
Yeah, I remember them being around since we were doing music. And that was like 2014, 2015.
Oh, yeah. So they've been.
I don't know.
They're weathered. Have they gone through crazy like lineup changes and stuff? Or
I think they got a new female keyboard player.
Oh, sick.
The other one.
Shout out female keyboard
players.
Was
the other keyboardist a female?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, nice.
How hard must that be to maintain?
Hot. Super hot. I was like, oh, dude, I like these guys.
My new favorite band.
I'm just like, okay, cool. I guess
honestly, we watched, I don't know if you remember, Mick, when we watched Survival Guide, but there was like the former vocalist for Tsunami Bomb, and she's, you know, doing like guitar as well as like keyboard. Emily, yeah. And like, there's nothing like more awesome to me than that. I'm just like, literally, like, to me, I'd mostly be approaching things chauvinistically and being like, yo, what's up, mama? But with that, I'm more like the, oh my God. Oh, hi. Hi. Nice to meet you. Like, that's the thing that intimidates me, is a good musician who's like can sing, and yeah, that's whew. Oh my God,
heartthrobs, baby.
Yeah, that's my form of heartthrob.
Well,
you know, oh, those throbs.
Yeah, you want to keep going with this track? I honestly, I'm gonna hear more.
Sure. Hey guys, this is cool.
Oh, ooh. I fucking love it.
Was not expecting that.
Ooh! Name of the track, Mick. What is this?
Bones.
Bones. Oh, I love it. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. I got a new song to speed on the freeway too.
Reminds me of the music video we did with the masks.
Yeah, the Desperations.
Not so a single sick. Bone was in this video.
I didn't see I one like bone. It. Not yeah. a boner.
Hey, downvote that.
Not
downvote
that, please. A skull. No bone. Nothing involving bones.
Yeah.
So that's one notch down. So we'll give it a 9 out of 10. Just because there was no bones.
Yeah, man.
But it was a great song. It was a great song. I would say I don't know. Like I said, I've heard a couple other songs from them, and they're pretty heavy. They're a pretty heavy band.
They had an album
that
EP.
Like melodic angle was really good. The production on the vocals was insanely good. I loved that. That was I don't know. I always go to like trying to name other bands as references, but it was more like Architects ish. You know what I mean? You know, in
Architects.
That, yeah. Love us some Architects.
Yeah.
But so we've been kind of winging this podcast, just kind of going loose, fast and loose.
Loosey goosey, lefty
loosey,
righty.
Goosey. That's how we like to
righty,
keep
tidy,
it.
Lefty loosey.
And just kind of all we have is some music. But I did have one topic I wanted to go, if you guys wanted to get into that right now, if you wanted to go for it. Yeah, I don't know if you wanted to, or did you wanted to keep on doing
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
It's in the chat, Mick. I don't know if you have the second to check it out, but it's the clip from. Oh shit! I'm bad with names, like on the spot. I always know names, and then like when I need to know it in the moment. Rick Rubin. Yeah. There it is.
Rick Rubin.
Yeah, Rick Rubin. I want to see what you guys think about what his take on this, because honestly, it spoke to me so. It spoke to me. I was like, dude, this is my take on writing and making music, making art. But I don't know. What do you think, Matt? What's your take on writing music before we even start? Let's see.
I don't know. I think it just is, if you just like to do it and you love it.
Right?
I mean, I write it too. I'm not, I mean, I'm the first to say I'm not the best. Like, there's so many other talented
what
people.
What is the best, though? What is the best? Like, dang, no, it's like literally like...
We're getting deep.
Oh, no, no, okay. We're so if you want to, yeah, if you want to look at it in that... Okay, well, here we go. Watch. Let's see. Let's see what he says.
Is that the dude?
No, it's not Lebowski.
Oh, that's not Lebowski.
No, it's Rick Rubin. Let's see. And get some audio on it.
I mean, yeah, man. Music, I mean, hanging if you there. Love it, you should do it.
Even I like if just making music that...
The audience comes last.
Ooh.
And I believe that. I'm not making it for them. I'm making it for me. And it turns out that when you make something truly for yourself, you're doing the best thing you possibly can for the audience. So much of why, if you go to the movies, so many big movies just not good. It's because they're not being made by a person who cares about it. They're being made by people who are trying to make something that
just
they think
preach,
someone else
dude.
Is going to like.
Preach.
And amen,
that's
brother.
That's not how art works. Art doesn't, that's something else. It's not art. That's commerce.
Yep.
Dang.
So if we're making art, we're making, it's almost like a diary entry. So it, could I be concerned that someone else might not like my diary entry? Doesn't make sense. You know, it's
like a great
metaphor.
It has
nothing to do with them. My diary entry has nothing to do with anyone else. So everything we make as artists are essentially diary entries.
So that's okay.
Dang.
So I thought that was just so profound and a great metaphor with the diary thing, where it's just like that's literally someone articulating something I've felt my whole life. And I haven't been able to express it until now, until I heard it like said. It's like when I write songs and when I work on music, like I don't care how it like turns out, like as long as I get like that entry out, that diary entry out,
yeah.
Like where it's like, I want this just done. I don't care if it sounds the best. I don't care if it works the best. You know, it's just
right.
This situation where like I want that to be out there. So when I'm dead, people can listen back to it. And it maybe it takes a little bit more, you know, to try and listen back. You know, maybe it takes a little bit of effort to like nowadays music is so about, you know, big production and sounding as clear as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the punk rock element of it, dude, where it's like it doesn't need to sound super great. I just want it to be there. Right. Yeah.
You just put all reverb bonnet, everything's all pushed together. But that's so true, though.
Yeah, so I don't know. What's your take on what he said? What would you say?
I definitely agree with that. Honestly, I didn't. Yeah, especially when he said, if you're making it for the audience, that's commerce. I was like, dang, that.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah, because you're not doing it for yourself at that point. You're doing it for the money. You're doing it for something that's going to take off and try to go viral, or something that's just going to go to... like not it's not for you, it's for them. And I mean, if you're doing it for yourself, then it eventually ends up being for that person, whether you know it or not. But if you're doing it, you know, for them, you're trying too hard.
Yeah,
I'd say.
And that's how it was. Oh, it comes across disingenuous. Comes across, like when people are challenged by music, that's one thing that I wish was more common, is the willingness to be challenged by what you're listening to. Yeah, I love the idea that people could make music in like within the first 7 seconds, like everyone could be like, oh shit, that beat is so sick. You know, or like, you know, like you hear just a synth hook and you're like, oh, I'm hooked. You got me. But what's it called? The idea of like a little bit more eclectic taste and having to hang in there. And like, that's how like Under Oath is a band where I listened to They're Only Chasing Safety, and I was immediately hooked to it. I was immediately stuck to it. Like, I was like, this is what I'm looking for right now. And then they came out with Define the Great Line, and it took some taste making on my behalf to like get into it. I was like, wow, this is a lot heavier, a little bit less melodic, but the melody is still there and it's still good. But that's also now a timeless record in my library.
Dude.
And it's like, it's one of the greatest records of all time to me. And like, when I first heard it, it didn't take right away, but that doesn't make music not good. And there's a lot less of that now. It's like music has to take right away or it's not going to be successful.
Yeah.
If
you can't marinate in it, it's,
I feel like
Mick
is sitting on a bunch of gold mine right now to add to this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
to this topic?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So
I love Under Oath, Kylie.
So what?
Honestly, like our love for Under Oath in this group,
that's
I know
what made me want to be a musician.
Yeah. We love Under Oath. Go ahead, Nick. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
That's so funny. What before I say my idea?
Yeah. Go ahead.
What he said. What do you think about the way you heard something that made you? What band made you want to be a musician?
Blink-182.
Blink-182.
Really?
It's as simple as that for me. A lot of the time it boils down to that. Like, that was the band that it clicked for me. It was like, oh yeah, music can be funny and catchy and awesome. Nice. And I want to be that. I want to be funny and catchy and awesome.
Dude, that's like Lil Dicky, bruh.
Yeah, there you go, dude. Lil Dicky, our modern Blink.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. For me, it was Under Oath. I remember hearing them I was in fourth grade and I was visiting my cousin in Texas. And since of the time change, I was, you know, sleeping in. It's like 10 o'clock or something, his time. And, you know, it's 8 o'clock for me. So I'm still sleeping in. You know, I'm a kid. I wake up at 9 for the cartoons.
Yeah.
And he blasts, Reinventing Your Exit. He blasts that song to wake me up. And I was like, I'm awake. And he's like, dude, I'm so sorry. And I was like, nah, it's fine. What's that song though? What's this band?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, it's Under Oath. And I was like, oh, sick. He's like, yeah, they're a Christian band. I was like, oh, sicker. Because, you know, my family, everyone's Christian. Everyone's super strict on that.
Yeah, so
I was like, so I had to be like, yeah. So yeah, it was mainly just like skillet.
Like, hey, look, yeah, I was like, something good. I can play. Yeah. I can play this.
Yeah, because it was like Skillet, Red, Pillar, you know, Reliant K, like all dope bands. But
I have a lot of love for Reliant K. You know what I mean? Like,
they're trailblazers. Blazers.
Yeah, I'm not like a Christian musician in any way, shape, or form or anything, but I have a huge appreciation for a lot of like branched out Christian music. Some of it could be very stale, you know, there's whole contingent of it, but some of it could be really creative and cool. And Under Oath was one where I was just like, that's one that I could definitely attach myself to, definitely.
Yeah, and that's what made me want to like pursue music. I was like, yo, this like band is insane. Their drummer's like, it's so good.
Aaron Gillespie,
dude. Like,
thank you.
You made me want to become a drummer, honestly.
What a treasure. Shout out Aaron Gillespie.
And then him and
I saw
him singing.
I guess his wife's birthday. Or it's their anniversary. I don't remember what it was, but he posted about his wife. So congratulations to that.
Oh, nice.
That whole camp, the whole Under Oath camp, I follow them and stuff. Like, they're all inspiring people. All of them. Tim, Spencer, you know, all of them are just fucking.
Even their older, before Spencer, Dallas, he was cool. And I remember hearing him on.
What was the band that he was in? Oh, my God. Was it Maylene and the Sons of Disaster?
Yes, my gosh.
Yeah. It was. Okay, cool. I thought I was spacing that name, but hey, there it is, proving my point. Science dictates your first guess at something that you might not be sure about is often the correct answer.
Yeah. So kids in school, if you choose B, just leave it at B, dude.
Yeah.
Unless you have proven fact, it's like C or A or something.
Just go with your instinct.
Yeah.
Go with your gut.
Yeah, dude. Or ask your neighbor if he's smart. Whichever is easier.
If you have someone to cheat off, do that.
Do that instead.
It's always easier for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, let's get, you know, back to the track of, you know, talking about, you know, music, making music for yourself, or for, you know, the
because you're expressing things.
That's, I feel like that was a whole movement in production of, let's say like 2003 to 2008. I'm going to say there was a strong movement of like, there was still like a small portion of people that were like either in bands or just getting into production. And they were like underground sources of the ability to make music for people who didn't know how to produce it and make it sound professional.
Yeah.
And now everybody has this access to this at-home recording stuff. So we're like flooded with this influx of, you know, just everyone gets to do something. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I'm not saying that as it's a bad thing. I'm just saying it's a new hurdle for the musician to just stand out, to be more effective. And then it's more about having something creative now, but it's hard to bolster that because now we're standing in the face of pleasing algorithms and dealing with social media and all that stuff. But like I said, from 2003-ish to 2008-ish, I would say there was this whole period of time where there was like dudes who were just getting their hands wet. I guess a good example is, you know, look at how big Joey Sturgis is now, right?
True.
Joey Sturgis is huge. He's an industry now, but he started off in a garage with like small bands, like Attack before they were big. Oh, and like in that time, that was people like seeking out creativity and trying to make it work with whatever they had work. One band I'd say that parallel, you know, to Attack is Bill Murray. The way Bill Murray works, you know, that he does his stuff the way he does it.
Not the actor.
Yes, I'm going to spell it out. B-I-L-M-U-R-I. Bill Murray. Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
Maybe it's pronounced Bill Murray, and I just never knew that. Bill Murray. Bill Anyways, Murray. Shout out Bill Murray. Very good musician and entertaining follow on Instagram and everything. He's just a good creative element. And that's why he has the audience he has, is because he's creative in the ways he is. He's unique, and people like that. And it may not be for the masses. It may not be for like Disney level consumer numbers, but it's for the audience he has. And it's pretty impressive. And that I would say is an adaptation of what we're talking about how hard it is to make creativity, like what you want to make, like what you think sounds good, palatable to other people.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I completely agree. Cause I mean, if you find yourself, I feel like you find your audience as well. And I think it's really important to know really who you are as like a musician, as a songwriter. If you're, writing like just to get your emotions out, or if you're writing to express, your thoughts or your point of views, whatever you're doing, if you're doing it for you, like you're saying, you'll be able to find like who really like messes with your music and who really like resonates with who you are and wants to support you. Because I mean, if you're, following the trend, following, like you're saying, the algorithm, the AI, following, the likes and the follows, it's you're going to start hating it. You're just not going to want to do it.
It's gonna. We talked about this a little bit last time, where we were talking about how you could have goals in music that aren't financial, they aren't fiscal, and that actually helps you with the stress level of it. You know what I mean? Because if you, at the end of the day, you put something out and people have a response to it and they're like, oh, this is good, then none of that stress is attached to it. It's just, cool. It's just, I did this thing. People responded. That's cool.
Yeah.
Let's move on. I'll do another song the same way. You know what I mean? As opposed to being like, oh shit, this didn't perform the way I wanted it to. It's just an attitude thing. You know what I mean? It's just an attitude, especially with how broad and how big the horizons of the music listening experience are right now. Like we could go look up, like we could probably type in a random word into Google and then put band behind it and find some music.
Pizza
that's band. That's how available music is to all of us. So it's like creating and curating my own type of music, like for people, that I want to share it with. Like that's what I care about, I guess,
Yeah.
What about you, Mick?
Now we're talking about still what Rick Griffin was talking about.
What did you just say?
Yeah, yeah.
No, were we talking? No, because I was chewing on something. Sorry.
Yeah.
No, you're talking about what Rick Rubin was talking about, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So my thoughts on that is, I mean, there's definitely the perception of like why you're making music. And what's funny is like there is, you can hear it with what's out right now. You know what I mean? All that commercialized shit, you can tell there's commerce behind that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and that's why there's like people that are within that realm, but then at the same time, they are in it for that right reason,
Yeah.
And like, I never really thought about it like that. Actually, that's kind of a cool video. I was really into that.
Yeah, no, like I said, I thought it was a perspective that needed to be shared, and I did want to get your guys' input. I will show it to Johnny at some point, off the podcast, and ask him about it as well.
I'll definitely be watching it again.
Yeah, no, I so Rick true, Rubin, though. I don't know. Do you follow Rick Rubin at all?
Yeah, I follow him.
Like, I love a lot of his like takes on how to like adapt to like, we're gonna geek out on music here. I apologize. But when creating music, sometimes you reach a fucking brick wall, and it's kind of detrimental because sometimes our time is particular and we stringent and we have to like make it work in that time. And Rick Rubin is a good source of like tactics of like, if you've hit a brick wall, he has a good amount of like ways to like fix that. There's this famous story about Serge Tankian not knowing what to do for the end of Chop Suey. Mm-hmm. And Rick Rubin has this big wall of books. He's like, go pick a book that just sticks out to you and then open it to a page that you feel natural opening it to it. And then point your finger at a sentence that speaks to you and then read it. And it was, Father, why have you forsaken? And that's how that came to be. Randomness behind that is so fucking beautiful. 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 Whatever. I was so eloquent in all of that. And then I go with beautiful. Whatever.
It's beautiful.
But so that's how that came to be. Just imagine, like, I know, you know, when I hear that song, or if we're at like an emo night or like at a bar and that song's bumping, a lot of people, most people sing that part. Like, it's like, fuck yeah. You know, it's like, and that's how it came to be, out of just complete randomness just like a moment of feeling. And that's what I think music is about. It's capturing lightning in a bottle. It's capturing a moment and a feeling of a person, and this idea of commercializing stuff. Yeah, we've figured out the way to manipulate autonics, like our actual audible senses. We've figured out how to manipulate it. It's easy. You just need to combine a specific, you know, type of chord in a specific type of sequence, and people will, you know, follow along with that. You know, there's a science behind it. But the idea of doing it more at random is what I like about it. And that's all my rant, I guess.
Ranthony.
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 Hashtag Ranthony.
I have my algorithm's really immature, so what? I'm not gonna log into my IG. It's just a bunch of nerdy shit.
Mine is definitely worse because it's cat videos, big butts, and honestly, the worst of them is like funny baby videos. So me having to go through that whole dynamic, like just scrolling through that, there's a problem there. I need to just reset my account entirely. That's
so many different emotions.
Yeah, man. So many different.
I'm so cute.
I'm not gonna reset it.
And then,
you need to show me
cute kitties
because we got to get rid of the cats babies. And the babies.
Yeah, well, awesome. All that stuff that shows up, that's all based off of stuff that you've sent.
Yeah.
Wow, dude. All mine is just really
wild. You can clear that out in your account settings. But hey, guys, what's up? So I'm just going to do a random music pull.
Okay.
You're not
there. This sounded cool to me. Ghostly Kisses.
That was that video. You had it hanging on the screen and it was sticking out to me as well. So let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Have you seen that Mark? Well, before you do that, have you heard of Mark Rebele or Ribba?
Yeah, this guy right here.
Yeah. He's great. I don't know if you've heard of him, but yeah, he's dope. Anyway, do that thing. Yeah. Singer, he's sick.
Kind of guy?
Yeah. He does everything live and loops everything. His voice is nuts, but yeah, he does everything on the spot.
That's awesome.
He's wild. Ghostly Kisses, live at Le Grand
Salon. We don't know what kind of style this is. It looks like kind of like a, ooh. All right, very artsy.
Hi, welcome to our acoustic set live from Le Grand Salon in Quebec City.
So this is acoustic, we're not even getting the whole thing.
I'm with Louis and Antoine, and we will play a few songs for
you. She seems so sweet.
A beautiful French song that we love so much and that we covered a few months ago.
Okay, yes, I'm more.
I know.
She's hitting that mic.
She's so sweet. She seems so sweet. We are covering this song and we will be playing it for you.
Okay.
I honestly, I love stuff like this. Thank you.
that was you breathing? I thought I was her breathing in the mic. No.
Oh, wow. Incredible voice.
Have you ever seen those?
Is she crying? She looks like she's crying.
We need a translator.
She looks like she's crying. Am I crazy? Rewind. You could see a tear on her face. It's before she starts singing. Yeah, look at you. See the tear streak on her face. I don't know why I'm fascinated by that.
You're an emotional guy, dude.
I am.
You like them tears.
Yeah. And it is beautiful. This is fucking incredible.
Yeah.
Let me
ghostly kisses.
Ghostly kisses.
I'm in. This is me and my sister type music.
Me and my sister. Whoa, bro. Pause. Nah, don't say that. Nah,
I didn't say me and stepsister and stuff, all right, brother? I said me and my sister. I mean that in the original PG context that everybody forgot about it. You can't say the word stepsister nowadays without people going, excuse-moi?
I'm like, where? Okay.
Do you know the original definition of cuckold?
Tell me, that's awesome.
Like, they've been using... Do you realize that cuck has been around since, like, medieval times?
No way.
Dude, isn't that a mind blow?
That's just a funny word, though.
Like, it's like in Shakespeare and shit, cuckolding.
It's like, dost thou be my cuckold? So
stupid. Why has thou been such a fucking cuck?
Dang. That's crazy. Since Shakespeare.
It's a long time thing where it's just literally the whole concept of a man losing his masculinity to his woman. That's the concept of it. But we've co-opted it nowadays with like, I'm gonna watch my lady get dicked down by six black dudes.
A cuckold is a man who has betrayed his wife. If your wife cuckolds you, she's cheating on you with a different man.
A man who has been betrayed by his wife.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
This is an old-fashioned word you can find in many Shakespearean plays.
Yep.
Romeo! No, cuckolding is certainly older than Shakespeare and will always exist as long as there's marriages.
Yeah.
Dang, that's crazy. That's funny. Romeo, Romeo, will you be my cuck? That's awesome.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. The more you know.
Yeah.
You learn something
every day, man. You learn something every day.
I like doing these like wild card pulls though. They're so fun.
That was actually very good. I'll remember Ghostly Kisses. And I know that was like one of their cover songs, but I just liked her voice a lot. She seemed very emotional. And like you said, I'm an emotional guy.
Yeah.
I cry in movies, you know?
Dude, I cried at Spider-Man.
Which one? Spider-Verse?
The newest one. Yeah. Or not Spider-Verse.
No Way
Home?
Where,
yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's a great one. Oh, man. I like that movie a lot. Honestly, I talk shit on Disney, but I have my soft spots for some of those movies, and that's one of them.
Yeah,
that's like, definitely good.
Dude, I still remember crying watching Radio.
Oh.
I did not expect that, bro.
Like the 2000s football movies, Remember the Titans, and Friday Night Lights and Radio, where it's like, I don't even give a shit about fucking football, but I'm crying right now.
Dude.
I'm crying like a motherfucker.
Honestly, yeah. I'm an emotional kid, man. I'd be crying.
You guys want to see some more wild cards?
Yeah. Let's watch someone get their head chopped off.
What's the one all the way? It's second row. It's the pink. That one. What's that one?
Is that Mark?
Some chick DJing.
Oh, yeah, I just want to see that. Let's just throw that on. That seems like it'll be entertaining. Hopefully the music is good.
Looks like it. I mean, she has a bikini on.
Yeah. I want to see what a DJ in a bikini brings to the table.
Yeah, in the early 2000s. Because that's what it says.
Oh, what the?
That's not early 2000s. It's 2023, dude.
Tinzo.
I'm assuming they're in like an apartment, not a club.
I know. It seems like it's somebody's grandma's house. It's like my grandma's house, honestly.
She's like deaf. She's like in the back room watching. She's like watching fucking Green Acres and shit.
Yeah, on their novellas.
I can't hear my stories.
Freaking and sewing something.
Nathan, who are all these people? I'm just throwing a party, Grandma. Sit down and watch her shows. She's really good. I'm gonna measure the amount of time that she's actually touching the board. Touching it.
She's matching the filter right now.
True.
Then she's gonna.
She's trying to lock in. Nice.
Not touching it, not doing anything. Just wait.
That's the track doing that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
She's just doing AB back and forth.
Yeah,
stuff.
You have two tracks that she's playing.
She's not really doing anything like crazy, like with the effects and stuff.
Or like scratching.
She's using pre-recorded tracks.
Shout out Tipsy.
Real.
Shout out pre-recorded tracks.
Dude, hey. Real.
All my producer friends out there.
Shout out this white chick with the microphone in the background for no reason.
Yeah, dude. She's like, welcome to...
Oh, yeah. Deep throat it.
Oh, my gosh. She was doing that. Yeah.
She was into it.
If somebody knows who she is,
yeah,
tag in this comments below.
Yeah, DM YoungLink official.
Filthy pig.
Instagram.
You keep it PG. This is YouTube. You realize that there's 13-year-olds watching this?
Yeah. DM me so I can stay away from you.
Yeah, sneak into them DMs. I would like to talk to you.
I've had quite enough of this. Can we change the track, please?
I'll tell you. I'm still not impressed with DJing, man. I feel like it's something anyone could learn to do.
Nah, dude, it's the 90s DJ stuff. That's the crazy stuff, man.
Yeah,
that's
where it's like actual records. Dude, that's hard.
Scratching.
That's hard as fuck. That's real.
Yeah.
Welcome to KEXP. KEXP. My name is DJ Kex. Alex. I'm here at Independent.
Shut up.
90.3 KKL9.
Is that Justin Roiland?
It kind of did,
ooh,
huh?
Ooh.
Oh, dude, she's DJing, too. She's DJing on a keyboard.
Well, that she's actually doing arpeggiated, like, synth that she's playing. Oof. I'm already in. All right, switch. There we go. See, that's actually hard to do. Actually very difficult to do. She's doing it all perfectly timed. I'm into it. Okay, so Mick, you as a person who writes like stuff like this, you could see that as difficult, right? That's fucking hard to do. Like to stay on time and perform it like that is pretty hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's like... I don't see headphones on her, but if I were to try to be doing something like that, if I were recording like let's say I wanted to record like a live synth, like an actual specific keyboard that I wanted to record audio of as opposed to doing MIDI, like that like would be something I would have to record just to a click. I couldn't do it without a click. I don't see headphones. Does she have headphones? Or maybe
I think she might have in-ears on.
Yeah, maybe in-ears or something. Yeah, no, that is fucking crazy. I love arpeggiated synth and I like writing it, but every time I put it into like a project that I'm working on, I'm programming it. I'm not writing it like by hand.
Pretty sick.
Yeah. What is this called?
When you say
Hania,
program.
Hania Rani, that's her name.
Hania Rani?
And H-A-N-I-A. Hania
Rani.
You see it?
Ania.
Yeah, I see it.
Ania Ronnie.
Uh-huh.
Live at KEXP. When you say programming, you mean just like clicking on the keyboard, like, I want this one and this one.
Live from Cockhold Stadium.
You're top 10 cooks.
I'm Ania Ronnie.
I'm Ania Ronnie. Full performance.
But yeah, I like that a lot. Honestly, I'll listen to more stuff like that. I like driving to shit like that. Time Cop 1983, like Time Cop.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, dude, Ryan Gosling in Drive, dude. He's literally me, dog. Literally me.
Honestly, if I could pull off his jacket in that movie.
You can, man.
No way.
So we got the NAMM show coming up.
I know you can.
Oh, yeah, this is right. What's happening at NAMM? Is there going to be specific like guests or anything or like...
NAMM is going to be sick. I think I'm almost positive a buddy of mine is going to be actually performing. He's a keyboardist, sick. Ricardo. I'll pull up the thing right now, but seems Ricardo, he's a crazy keyboardist, but I think he's sponsored by Korg, I think.
Oh, wow.
Like someone else. Yeah.
That's a dream come true for anybody from our age range.
Dude, insane.
Because, like, literally the Korg Mini. Mike, in time, how many Korg Minis have you owned? I've owned three.
I've had two.
You've had two? Oh, wow. I guess I went the step further. But it's like where you have to buy it and sell it and buy it and sell it because you miss it. And then literally that is a staple of synthesizers.
I have the plug-in version of it.
Yeah. So. Yeah, same here. Yeah.
Hey.
No. Korg,
in the box.
Yeah. Korg is, that's pretty awesome. I would love to be sponsored by them. That'd be sick.
I like Korg. I like Roland. I like both of them equally.
Yeah. I still, to this day,
pretty good.
I would, if I could find the original Juno, the Juno G that I had, I would fucking get that same keyboard. I love that keyboard so much.
Rad.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they have like a new version of it, you know, but like even just having that old piece of hardware would be nice.
Yeah.
So is there anything that you would, are you going to NAMM or?
Have y'all been to before?
I've been to one NAMM. It wasn't for me. It's just not for me. I'm not as big a geek for music as I thought I was.
Yeah. I went once.
I found that out at NAMM.
I went by myself though. So I had like the most insane social anxiety. I was so frightened. It was insane. I was like, I did have fun at one point, but after I was like, I don't want to be here. Like I was trying to make up excuses on my drive.
To NAMM.
I was like, what if I just did this? And I was like, no one even knows I'm going to be going. So like, why would I even go? Like, it was just terrible, but it was cool. It was just
terrible, but it was cool. That is a summation of like the attitude of our current like state of everything. It's just like, you know, everything's shitty as fuck, but you know, it's not bad.
Yeah,
you know?
It's not bad. Could be worse, I guess.
But yeah, no, I'm like that with NAMM too. I think NAMM is definitely a place for those people with big personalities and you're able to like really like socialize well. And if you want like me, my going there, my experience with it is just going to try and attain more knowledge about instruments and stuff like that, which it is the place to be. It's just such a ham-fisted form of it where it's just like, oh, it's attack from this side. Oh, yeah, and like,
so much.
Yeah, it's a lot going on. So it's not for everybody, but it is a very cool kind of showcase of what actual musicians are doing. And it's, I would say this one thing as a strong suit for it. It's a place to identify that there's a lot of musicians that are still out there pushing, trying to make creative stuff.
I feel you on that. And what is this, my friend?
I don't know, it's a random pull. So you can judge it off of whatever, the video.
It's reminding me of like Eurotrance so far.
This music video is cool. I like the side by side. It's all going to be one motion. I like that.
It reminds
me
of a side scroller video game.
That's how I dance, dude. That was me at the wedding yesterday, dude.
the guy in the red shirt.
That's me.
If you don't dance like that, then you don't have the spirit in you that I respect.
Yeah, you're not having fun, dude.
You're not having a good time.
Ooh, that's a metaphor. I don't know if you guys caught that. That's a metaphor.
She feels so lonely in crowded rooms. Did she start over? This is the first room again, right? I'm not crazy?
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, never mind. Dang.
Different.
Dude.
Yeah, I mean, nothing about it particularly symbolism. Stood out to me crazy, but it wasn't bad. The video is really cool and creative. I like that. I love a video where it's like they try to get creative with the visuals.
Honestly, this song was made for visuals.
Yeah.
Because each room was a something. It's called Crowded Rooms, and I'm sure it's about like anxiety.
Yeah, just what was the band again, or what was the group?
The artist's name.
The artist.
I close it.
Probably that's did. Fine. But it's called Crowded Rooms with a Z, I believe.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. It's official music video on YouTube.
Do you have that, the Andrew Shikari Jason Butler song? Because I haven't even Jason listened Butler? To it. Yeah, Jason Butler. Isn't from, he from Let Live and Fever 333?
Oh, I was thinking of like a. Oh, no. What's his name?
Jason Statham? No. I'm doing this feature. I'm doing this feature on Andrew Shikari's new song. You got to check it out.
And it's the Transporter.
The Meg 3. You've Meg just 3. Been megged.
I punch a shark. Again. That sounds sick already.
Yeah, I'm already into it. I love everything Andrew Shikari does.
Don't know what's up with that.
Just leave it. Yeah, just leave it like that. It should be fine. Oh, there we go. You got it.
Woohoo. Mm. He got it.
This is my first time hearing this too, so I'm a huge fan of Andrew Shikari. I love everything they do. I don't know if I said that. Yes. I will be jogging to this soon. Where's the Jason Butler part? That's what I'm waiting for. Skip forward.
Jimmy
see if you find
Butler.
The Jason,
that's what I was thinking of.
Jimmy Butler?
Yeah.
See if you can find the Jimmy Butler vocals.
Jiminy Crickets.
Oh, there he goes. I can already hear him. Yeah. Talk about a band that could do a thousand things, dude. Andrew Shikari. They could just do whatever they want. Yeah, I like it. Honestly, I want to hear it like in full effect or in context where I'm like driving.
That's a...
Rao Reynolds is a master of synthesizer. One of the people I respect the most as like a writer of like really cool synth. Uh-huh. And they're a band that's just so fun. Imagine that live. You
Yo,
know what I mean?
You
I bet
the
you that's
face
a lot of
right
fun
there
live.
In the smoke? You see that? In the middle, the two eyes, the nose, and the smile. You see that shit?
The big black smile?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I see it. I see
that's
it.
That's crazy. I wonder if that's intentional or if my...
No, our brains are programmed to see predators in
your
the distance.
Face in the smoke, dude.
That's are you saying you want to
smoke?
Smoke
in the glass.
Is that what you're saying? Because I'm not against that. What are we on time? How are we on time?
We're about 45 minutes in
green. All right, well, I'm going to take a big bathroom break. Then you guys take it for a second. I'll be right back.
Well,
man,
no, we
yeah.
could actually end it.
You wanted to end it?
We can end it right now.
Okay, we're well, about to let me throw my headphones back on and we'll wrap up and plug and everything. You got nothing else? You guys
right,
got
bye.
Nothing else?
No kidding.
Peace. Plugs. We'll just plug it real quick. So, that was the Stool Podcast. This is what we're trying to do, just review some shit and have fun with the shit. What you got going on, Anthony?
At Nerdworthy, at Nerd underscore Worthy on Instagram. Follow my Nerdworthy show. And also, it's like a photo page and everything. I have Tensions Music, which I am releasing some new Tensions Music this year. That sounds broad, but yeah, it's coming up later this year. And then Dead Widow, at Dead Widow CA. We have a show on April 17th coming up. At the Whiskey with the Bunny the Bear and Broken Side, you know, grindcore legends. And then that's about it. Follow me, Uncle Energy, on Instagram. And that's all I got. Matt?
Nice. Yeah, again, I go by Young Link through like Spotify, YouTube, Apple, anywhere you get music. So Young Link Official with that. Instagram as well, Young Link Official. If you like memes, you can follow me directly, my personal, to Matt 11. I just be posting all day the most crazy out-of-pocket things you can imagine. So if you like that, follow me on that. I'm also filling in for this band called Gold Shimmer as well. So if you want to see me live,
very good band.
Yeah, we should have talked about that. Oh, well, yeah, who cares?
I wish we would have played that
one. It's like a funk, yeah, like a groovy 70s, 80s kind of like funk band. It's
party style.
It's fun.
Band.
Yeah,
the type
honestly,
of music you want to have at a party.
Honestly, yeah, hit us up, Gold Shimmer. We should be dropping a song soon called New Jack. And we should be performing. I think there's a show early February and I think March something, I don't remember, but yeah, check the socials on that, Gold Shimmer. I also do like some comedy stuff as well, I think King's Brewery in Rancho. There should be one coming, I think, the beginning of February, if I'm not mistaken. But we have a page, Stranglehold Productions. Follow that for more information and all that. But yeah, again, thanks you guys for having me again. Yeah, this is really cool.
Yeah. It was a blast having you on, man.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, we'll do this more for sure. I mean, we're all musicians. We all love each other. We're all friends.
Like, eventually, all the plan is to have all three of us still and then a guest. So we got to have you back when Johnny's here as well. So.
Ooh, yeah. We'll have a 14.
You want to wrap her up, Mike?
Quarter.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to be working on a new album. Actually, new release rather, coming next month. So look out for that with the Dunts. You can find me on all social medias at Mixtradamus, M-I-C-K, Stradamus, like Nostradamus. The play on words.
Clever.
Anyways, haha. Then I got a full length album coming out earlier this spring, so I've been working on that. So. Yeah, keep an eye out for that. And yeah, this is the Stool Podcast.
Signing off. It's been fun.
Oh,
yeah. He dipped. He's a ghost. Goodbye.